Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 8, Episode 2 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winners of each episode by going to our website, which is in the podcast description, wherever you download from. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. On this episode, we will draft a new topic, skip to the front of the line with Bomar at the Shrub Club, and play a new game called Push It to the Limit. But first, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Went to the movies to watch J-Cat's boy in the movie If. The countdown to summer break is on, but he's got to get through this procedure and hoping to be healed by the last day of school. Birdo is here.
Yeah, boys. As of tonight at midnight, I can't eat for like 40 hours. Going on that fast. Who's with me, Jake? You with me, J-Cat? Brothers in arms?
Nah, man. I'm going to have a bagel with veggie cream cheese tomorrow morning.
What's up, J-Cat?
I feel like once you get past like the first like 10 hours, it's like it doesn't matter. You just like drink water. The first
like clear broth, though, or something like that?
No, it's rough, man. I did 48 hours.
Lipton soup broth?
2 days.
Nothing. Water only.
Popsicles.
Ice chips.
Why? Because you can't poop?
So you don't crap on the operating table, I guess?
He fell just a little short at the member guest and didn't make it to their horse race. He did, however, walk away with a couple hunge. Also, first time having Wagyu steak, and it was excellent. Bomar is here.
Let me tell you something about this Wagyu steak.
Ain't no Delmonico.
You didn't? Yeah.
Let me tell you something about this Wagyu steak. J-Cat. It was unbelievable. So the chef was over there, like, eyeing the person cutting it. They were only giving you, like little slivers, by like that big.
Yeah.
So they would give you like two or three because it's super expensive and there were a lot of people there. Like I didn't go back up and get like thirds. It was so good.
Man, man-sized portion of Wagyu.
But he was there with his twin brother, so like it probably looked like he went up there six times. Yeah. This guy's back again?
It was, I mean, Wagyu is so tender. I mean, that was the most tender steak I've ever had. Banging. If you guys haven't had one, go get some.
It's been on my list for a while, that's for sure.
Thoroughly enjoyed prepping for this episode and some downtime in the middle of a hectic week to introduce his kids to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and just relax before watching Rowan's dance recital on Sunday. J-Cat is here.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, this preparing for this draft has been like just four straight days of listening to like, you know, my favorite country hits like on iTunes. It's been great. So definitely getting ready to rock that out. I really enjoyed my kids' reaction to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. They loved it. Thought it was great. I love that movie. And I realized that it holds the dance test of time. And Rowan did great in her dance recital. So it was a full week leading up to that.
J-Cat, I got a question for you.
Nice job, mm-hmm. Rowan.
Congrats, Rowan. When you showed Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, did you do what I did and fast forward the scene where, spoiler alert, the aunt dies?
No.
Because I knew Grant would not handle that, man. I was like, I'm going to skip the scene, you know. So
yeah,
I skipped it.
It was okay. The kids were all right with it. They know we've got a decent concept of stuff and you know, and ways to, but yeah, I was surprised to though, all honesty.
hating on the Pacers and excited for Memorial Day. Catman is here.
Yeah. Got all kinds of activities. Been doing so much landscaping. I have questions for Bo later that I'll try to ask offline, so I won't take up too much time during the pod tonight. Staking trees, man. Do I stake them if they're after a year in the ground or not, you know, established? I don't know. Have to ask a professional landscaper. And anybody but the Pacers to win the NBA championship, and I'll be happy.
That's some really strong hate you got going on for them.
You know what? Trying to be a better person. Just let the hate flow.
I'm just saying.
Spent the last week in Denver. Came back feeling like it was the most overrated city he's experienced yet. Came home a day early to catch his boys' last soccer games. And now looking forward to the unofficial first weekend of the summer. Shine is here.
Hello, Denver. Not my favorite. Not my favorite place at all.
Because you got to be high to enjoy it, probably.
Yeah. But that was the thing. I was actually expecting that to be like everywhere, and I didn't smell it once when I was there. That's not why I was disappointed in the city itself. It was just kind of, I still when I left did not know where, like, the city is, because I didn't feel like there was ever any part that was like looked like a city. It was very separated, like parts. I feel like I went to like 3 or 4 different like suburbs of Denver, but I think the whole thing is considered. I don't know. I went and saw and enjoyed Dewey Beer Company in Denver, so I've got to be one of the few at this point to have visited all 3 Dewey Beer Company locations. So that's, I'm gonna hang my hat on that as a fun fact of shot.
One in Denver.
So you went to Denver and had beer you can get in Dewey Beach.
I did go other places too.
I know what you're trying to say.
It's delicious here. It was delicious there.
The Rocky Mountains rocky?
The mountains were awesome to see. I did play golf out there. It was awesome. I felt like I was 21 again, the way the ball would just sail. I drove a par 4. I made a birdie on a different hole. None of you have put those two things together yet, and I'll just kind of say it on the podcast.
Oh, can't beat me and Bobby.
I drove a par 4, did not birdie the par 4. Oh my gosh.
Jason, do you think me and Bobby have never driven a par 4 before?
Oh, I know we have, but like, okay. It's been, Jason, a long, you think I've ever parred a par 4? Like that. The course was beautiful, and like every hole had a view of the mountain. I asked the one Uber, so how long would it take us to get over there? He was like 30 minutes. I was like, eh. I was like, that was the other problem. Any, like, to go anywhere was like $30, $40, $50 Uber ride. Or you took the train, and that was sketch.
Denver trains, boys.
And I'm your host, Eric. My last year in third grade is winding down. Teaching fifth grade math next year. Looking forward to the change.
Ooh.
Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a tpublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the best sauces draft. In 6th place, Keith W. said, maybe the toughest choices yet. I dip, you dip, had me until cranberry sauce. SOS has a versatile lineup and even hits dessert. Well done, gents. And Adam W. said, gravy, McDonald's BBQ, only, and it's the only one that has a sauce blessed by the Lord, Chick-fil-A. My team, sauce on the side, SOS, 9.5% of the votes. 6th place.
Dang, I voted for you, kid.
Me too.
It's all good.
Second best team.
I got Polynesian and chocolate sauce. I'm not a big sauce guy, so I'm
you
not
gave 100%. Salty with it. There's nothing you could. There's,
I'm not salty
bangers,
with the,
like,
I got 2 rough drafts for me starting off this year. So, but you never know. I got a
I
banger
love that
number
you
one
have
pick
the first
up,
country.
So. I got a banger number one pick coming
no,
up.
No,
so
I'm
carry
mad
me to a win.
Because I know
could
what he's
carry
taking.
Me to a win.
It probably would be my first rounder.
No one knows what Eric's picking.
I do.
He is a true wild card in his draft.
No, I got 17 songs on this list, boys.
Wow.
I know what's going number one.
That's about what I have. I have like 20.
I got way more than that. My list is packed.
All right, 5th place. Evan T. said, McD's sweet and sour sauce occupies a unique pocket of nostalgia that is hard to overcome. Catman's team, Sauce Boss, 11.6% of the votes. Fifth place.
Not last.
He had like a disappointment face, and it was just like, all right, not last.
Well, I like having a high pick in this draft.
Yeah.
But man, really? Like, I felt I had bangers. All right.
Again, it's kind of one of those drafts where the top three were kind of like most of the votes. The bottom three were like not many. But like, actually, I had almost 10% of the votes, so it wasn't terrible. They weren't real low.
I was going to say that 10% was kind of high for sixth place.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I'm curious. I was under the impression that Ranch was going to take 95. It no matter what. So I'm curious to see.
All right, fourth place. I got lots of comments for fourth place and a really long one for fourth place. But someone takes the time to write that.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I gotta
We know who writes the long ones.
In fourth place.
But we love them. We love them. Not hating.
Louis Christmas said, give me blue cheese over ranch any day of the week, especially if you're pairing with wings and pizza. Anchor Bar set the standard in 1964 and anything else is just wrong. Also, the mention of Miracle Whip made me throw up a little bit in my mouth. Can we give negative points? LOL. And Kenna L. said, Dad/Nate has the best sauce, period. And I will not eat hot wings or any chicken without Marie's. I've gotten in trouble multiple times for walking out of the family dinner to go to the store for it. And Nate L. says, wow, I'm super stoked that my sauce has made it on the draft. Bethany Blues once had a shirt that said, life's only as good as the sauce. What a true statement. As a kid, I wasn't allowed sauces. Cue Dr. Evil's backstory monologue. My mother frowned at the smell of vinegar. As a teen, I was neglected to ever cherish the taste of a delicious hot wing. It wasn't until the tender age of 18 that I discovered the beautiful buffalo amazingness and scene. I love making sauces. I still grab a bunch of ingredients and mix them up to see if it works or doesn't work. I competed in a hot wing competition ran by Peppers once. That guy is a legend. I stopped in to ask about the competition, and he was like, what restaurant are you from? I was like, I'm just the guy up the street that loves wings. His reply was, awesome, I want you to win. Come back tomorrow. So I did, and he gave me three huge bags of wings. Then he asks, you're coming back, right? My main wing entree was tequila sunrise wings. It was two-part sauce, a bright red sweet orange sauce poured on the plate, and a thick yellow tequila orange sauce that the wings were tossed in. I didn't win, but two of the judges came up to me afterwards and said it was by far the best. I think it could have been rigged because I was introduced as the guy up the street, not a restaurant. I get it. It was set up for restaurants. Bobo knows. His pick would have won my vote anyway. Marie's blue cheese is the only blue cheese, 100%. Ken's blue cheese equals trash. I've tried every blue cheese on the market and nothing can touch Marie's. Second, sriracha. How is that not a first-round pick? Sriracha is perfection. The heat is just right. The garlicky, vinegary, pulpy cayenne is just what you need to start a custom sauce. Add just about anything to it, and bam. Hot honey, bam. Asian sesame mixed with Marie's blue cheese, and bam. Great pizza dipping sauce. One time, Bo made his own sauce. LOL. It was my sauce, but he replaced light brown sugar with dark brown sugar. Eye roll. Gotta love him. Too much sauce? Never. But you still get my vote. Bo Mars team... fourth place, 14.7% of the votes.
That was longer than my chum's book report.
He texted me, said I left a really long comment response.
I'm going to go out on a limb pretty great, and say though. Nate has left the greatest comments between that and the Star Wars figure in the tree stump. Like, Nate's comments, number one draft pick of all commenters.
Shout out to Nate for not caring about spelling and or grammar and or proper English, because I have to fix up the paragraphs that he writes quite
all I know often. Is I better be having
some of this put him out there like that.
Dang, man.
This better be on the menu on some way, somehow on Friday.
Well, Shine, you don't have to wait for the menu, because stay tuned till after the credits to get the recipe for Nate's sauce that he shared with us that I will read after the credits. All right. Podium. All pretty close to each other. Third place. The Flamingo said, it's like my childhood in a dipping cup. Oh. And Jay Swervo said, buffalo and marinara is a stack that can't be beat. Shine's team, the Dip Dynasty, 18.9% of the votes.
I'll take podium finish. That's the goal. After every draft is a podium finish. So starting off this season, 1-for-1.
Top two.
I know I'm going against the team, but any food-related battle against J-Cat is it's hard to knock him off his
pedestal. Let that queso dip get in there. That's the problem. He let the queso dip get in there.
It's hey, dips. It's dips and sauces, dude. Dip. It counts, man. No,
it is sauces and condiments, not dips.
And dips.
We threw them all in there, yeah.
Our team name was Dip Dynasty. I dip, you dip, we dip.
Like, everybody's had, yeah. The top three all had dip in their name.
That was in the topic, dips.
How about this? The bottom three all had sauce in their team name, and the top three all had dip in, the, in their team name.
Exactly. It was sauces and condiments.
Yeah, so we should have won, but we should just switch places. All right, in second place, Egg Shin.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize, maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
And said, a full team of all my top sauces. Good picks on the other teams, but this is the most of heavy hitters. And Roy L. says, buttermilk ranch and A1 steak sauce. Ah. Mic drop. Honey mustard is like adding another hot Russian to complete your menage a trois. I had to look up the spelling. And nothing makes my mouth water like a good fried chicken Alfredo. I normally listen before voting, but didn't this time. But I'm willing to bet whoever made this list is fat and happy. J-Cat's team, dip it or rip it. 21.1% of the votes. Second place.
He said he had to look up the spelling.
Yeah, that's what he said. That wasn't me.
How do you spell menage, Bo?
Bo, you don't know how to spell menage.
I would not tell you that. I wouldn't tell you that.
Good finish. Strong finish.
Yeah, man. I'll take it, man. Good way to start off the season.
And in first place, Victor B. said, queso and maple syrup saved you. Condiments are the worst. And C-Town said, team name alone is worthy of victory, but the vote is for the saucy lineup. Birdo's team, I dip, you dip, we dip, 24.2% of the votes, first place.
Y'all are laughing at cranberry sauce. You laughing on the outside? I'm laughing on the inside. On my way to the victory. Back-to-back victories, boys. Let's go.
That syrup,
boy.
Questionable.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You had syrup.
If any team had to win, I would not have chosen yours. Yours was like the worst. Actually,
borderline
for yours, technically.
Non sauces and dips.
So generic. Yeah.
There's no non sauce. There's no non dip. This is nonsense. Y'all hating. Let's go. I ate General So's tonight, or as Rob pronounces, General Sal's. I guess it's SOW. General So's. Maple syrup. Oh, ketchup? Bro, you didn't read my son's comment. Who doesn't like ketchup is what he said.
No, ketchup. Ketchup was one of your picks that I would have lapped. Didn't have a problem with.
I don't know. My children went three different ways.
Y'all hating. Yeah, true. I'm leaning down on the podium. I'm getting that gold medal around my neck, and I'm standing up proud and tall. Let's go. Country music.
Whack, son.
Before we get to that draft, here's what we should have drafted. Chimichurri. Chick-fil-A sauce. I'd eat an old hobo's ripped gloves with Chick-fil-A sauce on it. Hawaiian barbecue sauce from Big Fish. Glaze from Glazin' Raisin Annie Ann's Pretzel. Cocktail. Tartar. Soy sauce. Worcestershire sauce. Only because I wanted Eric to say it. Boom. I looked up the phonetic spelling, so you don't get that win, Egg Shin. Horsey sauce. Starboard Ranch. Teriyaki. Chick-fil-A honey barbecue. A good deli mustard or Dijon. OG mustard, Rosenfeld spicy mustard, hot sauce, either Crystals or Cholula, plain cheese sauce, Bethany Blues barbecue, sweet and sour, Hidden Valley Ranch, Mumbo sauce, Jack Daniel's sauce from TGI Fridays, Chick-fil-A Buffalo, salted caramel, balsamic reduction, vodka sauce, Frank's hot sauce plus butter, gochujang, Chipotle, Carolina barbecue, Ken's sesame ginger, Park Place Ranch, avocado ranch, garlic aioli, Asian zing, applesauce, blush sauce, hot sauce from AM1, Mike's hot honey, Clemson blue cheese dressing, Tabasco, mole, Thai peanut sauce, McDonald's hot mustard sauce is the boss, colon cleanse hot sauce, Heinz 57, Grand Slam sauce that they use for the wings at Grand Slam, firecracker, bang bang sauce, McDonald's Szechuan sauce, Morty, Wendy's Chipotle, Sawsome sauce, S'apostrophe awesome sauce, Zaxby sauce, the blood of my enemies, Batchin's original Japanese barbecue sauce, Ken's ranch, Ken's peppercorn parmesan, Grotto sweet red chili, fun dip, and whatever sauce Shine dropped on his brand new white Bulls jersey at the Bulls game in Chicago. Those are the sauces that we should have drafted.
Is that a comment from somebody? Oh, that's Diltz, for sure.
Yeah, it was Diltz. It wasn't me or Rob, so that's why I thought it was extra funny. For the record, it was pizza sauce, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Rob, do you know what the jersey was, though?
Come on.
I know it, and I wasn't even there.
It wasn't Jimmy Butler, was it?
Come on.
Way worse.
Way worst more awesome.
Bulls history.
Way more awesome, you mean?
Joakim Noah?
Who was it, bro?
Doug McDermott.
Wow.
Dougie D, baby! Wow.
Dougie Buckets.
Dougie Buckets.
Dougie D.
I can't believe you bought that jersey. I cannot believe it still.
I can.
He's the man. Why wouldn't you?
Shine's face when he came walking back after the episode happened. We missed it somehow. Didn't witness it. We probably would have lost it. I didn't see him fall. But he just came walking over with like his
tree and
had a stain like right here.
Gracefully.
That's why you got to carry a Tide pen with you at all times, man. Step your game up.
Basketball.
When I fall, it looks like I'm dancing.
Like Elaine Bennis.
Good times.
Just a quick comment before we get to the new draft. We know that Birdo came in sixth place last season with the average finish of 4.2. And Bo laughed and said that was had to be the worst finish. Well, I combed through the history of Life's a Draft and found that in season 4, Bomar himself also had an average finish of 4.2. So Bo tied for that place. In season 3, though, Catman, average finish of 4.25.
Yeah, that was a rough season for us.
Ooh, but season 2, Catman, average finish of 4.9. Yikes.
Yeah, that I was like last place. All the time for some
basement,
reason. Like
basement
I
dwelling.
I was so mad. Like it's not like I wasn't picking. Like I was at one point I was like, you know what? I'm done. I was like, I'm done
with
this.
Yeah, it was
like,
funny.
Because I was
I think that's where that spurred the catchphrase not last because you started climbing out of the cellar and it was like, hey. So we appreciate that.
I didn't think mine was 4.2, but I mean, obviously you have it down, but I remember it being pretty low.
Early on, yeah. Early bit more. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Ooh, boom shakalaka!
Being the host, I do have a final say over the draft topics, but this is a democracy, so despite my best efforts to delay this draft, this week's draft is the best country songs. The whiskey and beer will be flowing, and the southern drawl and the twangs will be prominent. Boys, I already have my team name. It is Wu-Twang Clan. And just for not have, it was almost barbecue stain on my white t-shirt, but that is not my team name. But without further ado, you know, sometimes the number one pick, you know, NFL drafts, we already know who it's going to be. This pick was already put into the podium for almost 2 weeks now since I pretty much was coming in last place. You know, when you're saddled up next to someone at the bar and kind of closing down, and you just kind of put your arm around a stranger and you kind of sing along to it. Well, it's that good old country Garth Brooks song. Mm-hmm. You know where you got friends. You got friends in low places. So I'm going to go with Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places. And the best part was the other day I got my car to leave work, and it was on Road Trip Radio. So I was like, you know what? Seals the deal. Got to do it.
Blame it all.
That right there, boys, is how you started off.
Showed up in sweatpants.
Showed up in boots.
That was my number one pick.
I didn't think you were going to go with it because I have like negative connotations of prom with that song. And homecoming. Hashtag high class rednecks. Just like losing their mind about it. And Garth Brooks isn't on any like streaming platforms at all. You can't get it. You have to like buy physical, right? Or you go to like, you have to like buy CDs to listen to Garth Brooks music now. He's really? Like against Apple, against Spotify.
No, I like, definitely pulled him up on Apple.
I say I'm pretty sure I pulled up him on Spotify.
Absolutely
Garth
not.
Brooks is on here.
He was not
on right now.
It was all like cover versions.
Mm-hmm.
No, it ain't.
Well,
Friends in Low Places live, or I can just have the regular version. See discography. Actually, there is not much. It's just top streams. You might, I don't know. It's on there, but there's no albums on there. It just says Live in Germany, 1995.
It was my number one.
Like David live Apple? Versions.
I'm telling y'all. I ain't messing around with this country music draft.
Anyway, but man.
Was that your number one?
I didn't think you were going there. I didn't think you were going there. First one.
Got to. I picture it like you're in the bowling alley, kind of like right before you throw a strike, you just kind of like, and I got friends. You know, you just you go low with it and strike, throwing a turkey.
Was not on my list.
What?
Heck? Really?
I told you I don't like it.
Yeah. You don't need to.
I was the last one
liking it when I get on the podium with it.
Yep, you probably will though, because.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so should I just pick?
Yeah,
go ahead.
So this is the song. So I got a lot of deep cuts, right? I feel pretty confident for most of my board, with an exception of like a couple songs. And I want to take this one first round because I feel like it's worth first round worthy. It's a remake. Originally, the song was co-written by Bob Dylan and Ketch Secor of the Old Crow Medicine Show in 1973.
Wait, is his name Ketch? What?
Ketch Secor. It's been remade a couple different times, but the version I'm going with is the version by Mr. Darius Rucker.
Mm-hmm.
Wagon Wheel.
You could have waited for that, Rob.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe with the chorus.
This is my favorite part of the song, actually. Walking to the south out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly. Had a nice long toke, but he's heading west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I saw Darius Rucker last summer in Milwaukee. And there was, once again, it was funny, there was a thunderstorm coming through like near the end of the show. And he had said, he was like, we might have to cut it early because we got a really bad storm coming through. He played Wagon Wheel with the rain pouring, coming down, giving the middle finger to the like storm. You know, it was great. It was pretty good.
I also saw him perform Wagon Wheel in the rain, but in the Bahamas. So
yeah,
we got that in common.
Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. It was great. And he was like giving the middle finger. It was awesome. He was playing. And then he like ran off the stage because we got soaked when we walked back to the car, but it was great.
Jake, have you ever been soaked in a concert before?
Yep. It was super. I didn't get to see the concert.
Bomar, third pick in the country music draft.
Gosh, man. You messed me up on that first pick.
Yeah, Bomar.
All right. I'm going to have to go. This is the kind of. It definitely isn't my top five, but maybe not my number one, but I'm going to pick it for, I like this song and I'm hoping that the viewers and the voters like this song, but As Good As I Once Was by Toby Keith. You guys know that song?
Yeah,
of course. It earlier. You were busy this evening.
I do not.
You missed a couple texts.
Not as good as I once was.
Oh,
what's it called?
As Good As I Once Was by Toby Keith.
I've seen Toby Keith live. Ain't gonna lie. Delaware State Fair. Let's go.
I got a couple.
I'd love if there. Every song picked by you guys was not on my draft board. That would be a Life's a Draft first, because that'd be pretty great. It's going to be hard, but that we're 2 for 2 so far.
2 for 2 for me, too. And I got like a ton of songs.
For my horses? I'm just going to throw out random songs that I know. I don't care if they're draft worthy or not, because I don't know if they're draft worthy or not. So save a horse, ride a cowboy or something.
Riding down a bill, tossing out $100 bills, and it thrills and it kills like the horns on my Silverado grill. Sorry.
All right. Fourth pick, Shine.
All right.
Talk about wild card. I don't know what Shine listens to ever.
Taylor Swift.
You guys are all going older. I feel like I want to go right now. Song I'm currently enjoyed quite a bit, called A Bar Song, Tipsy by Shaboozy.
Wow. Someone talking about that
spelling
today.
Of all that. Hold on. I'll look it up. Shaboozy is the name of the
Shaboozy.
Bar Song, Tipsy.
Women don't anymore.
Jaquan, Tipsy? Is this everybody in the club getting tipsy?
Nope.
Everybody in the club getting shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
It's country rap.
Yeah. I was actually surprised, kind of, that it would. I thought you guys would kind of fight it, is, I guess, the point that I was thinking, but it's legit on the Billboard. So.
Yeah, it's country rap, man.
The only thing I'm fighting is if you put. You try to draft a 1995 live version of Garth Brooks in Germany. Friends in Low Place.
Yeah,
that's a Bomar move.
Not country.
That song, but the live version.
In Zwiedelberg.
That wasn't going to be my first pick.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
But I feel like you guys are all, and I didn't think I wanted to add something very similar to what you guys were just picking, so. Throw in a little, maybe a little wrench. See if it helps.
J-Cat.
Let's see. There, how many songs my list. Got
J-Cat? 64.
I got 75 on here.
Yeah, my list is long. Just like you, my kids were not enjoying the rides to school and or home recently in the past. They had a break, obviously, with Denver, but
yeah,
been a lot of country listening lately.
I'm going to go... with this song from an artist who's you think of like 2000s country, you know, he's one of the major players in there and one of the headliners all throughout, you know, 2000, 2010s. And he's still performing to this day, but he was huge back then. Where the Green Grass Grows by Tim McGraw, I think is an all time country song, man. Just absolutely quintessential, like, that era country, just awesome. Just wonderful song. Amazing artist. His dad was Tug McGraw. Apparently his dad was a douche. But you know how that goes. But Where the Green Grass Grows by Tim McGraw. First round worthy for sure.
How'd that go?
Where the green grass grows.
Oh, yeah. All right. I thought so. All right. Yeah. All you guys did was say the title. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the chorus.
Yeah, I know. Well, I have to assume that. But Shine, how's Shaboozy song go? I'll be looking it up, son. If you don't know, you shouldn't have drafted it.
I'm terrible at that stuff. I'll be like all off tune, all
it's
off.
It's all good. I really just was curious.
And I don't want to sound like Bobby on all these musical drafts.
I'll be throwing shade at me, boy. I'm about to bust some lyrics out right now.
All right, bro. You got all back-to-back right. Picks.
I'll be hitting that forward arrow 15.
Well, you better get ready because I got to say something quick. Two things. In my elementary school years, our bus driver, shout out Miss Donahue, used to play Froggy 99.9. And as a kid, I'm like, oh, this is awful. But we're talking early 90s country music. And Bo was on that bus. Jason was on that bus probably. And bro, you were on that bus. So I learned a lot about country music. It like subliminally permeated my brain. So I actually like a lot of it. Same things now. And then from the years 2000 and 2004, I spent my years in Clemson, South Carolina. So there was a lot of Alabama and old Southern country being played. But I'm going to go back-to-back Tim McGraw on my first pick. Johnny's daddy was taking a vacation when he was 18 old. Don't Take the Girl by Tim McGraw.
That song, man.
Did you hit?
I have that song.
Bobby, like a couple months ago, there was a TikTok of Jimmy Butler floating around talking about how much he loves country music. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about that song.
Dude, it'll make it, you it was, cry. I will well up with tears every time I hear it.
Yeah, he said that he used to get mad that people would like wear their headphones and their music would blare. And so he like started listening to country music to like piss people off. And he turned out liking it. And then he was like, y'all gotta like listen to this song. Like,
I mean, no spoilers, and it's not new. I think it came out in 1994, but little boy, same sweet girl, 10 years down the road. I mean, and then when it says, oh man, I would gladly take her place if you let me. Yeah. Don't Take the Girl.
It's not a banger though. Because like it's on
Rob.
No, it's a good song. It's a good song. It's on my country playlist, but every once in a while I gotta like hit next because it's not like it's not a banger. You gotta be like
you ain't hitting next on Shaboozy. I'm telling you.
I can't wait to listen to the playlist.
It's playlist worthy, but
it's a great country song.
Two Tim McGraw songs. Tim McGraw has a lot of good songs. Neither of those were on my list.
Okay. All right. I'm doing it. Bro, I love Friends in Low Places, but there is a Garth Brooks song that I like even better. Because life is not tried if you're merely survived just standing outside the fire.
Dude, his greatest hit CD is
on the going shineless.
Standing outside the fire.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's so good, man. It gets you hyped. That song is hype, Phil.
All right, we're back to you, J-Cut.
All right, for this one, we're going to go a little more recent from absolute mega artist who I love. I've been lucky enough to see him in concert a handful of times. Every time I see him, he's fantastic. But in this song, he sings about a boy and a girl going to go see a concert. And who are they seeing in that concert? None other than the Boss, Springsteen, by Eric Church.
No,
I love the song. It's amazing, and like the live versions where it's great. Awesome song, awesome artist.
All I heard was Bruce Springsteen. He's not a country singer.
The song's called Springsteen by Eric Church.
Oh, okay,
it's a banger. And it was the top song on my list. And I didn't think I thought it would come back around to me. Damn it, J-Cat. So good, man.
That's a great song.
All right, Shaboozy. Back to you.
Back to me. I'm taking Garth Brooks song number 3 of the draft.
Holy Garth, man.
Because
this is a tactical error on everyone's part.
I know. But
you guys are wow. Go ahead. Boys.
I might not.
Women do not. I'm going to say right now, women are not feeling Garth Brooks.
Rob, you finished 4.9 one season, boy.
Ooh.
All right.
Garth Brooks rules, dude.
I'm only taking one. It's not like I'm taking all.
How many Garth Brooks songs right now have been picked?
Oh, this is number three.
He said the third. He said the three.
This is number three.
Three out of 10 picks.
The Dance by Garth Brooks.
So good, man.
I only know one. The one I picked.
Bro, you know more. You know
two pinacoladas. The Dance is the...
Pinacoladas, what?
Bobby will sing it for us. Go ahead. Go, Bobby.
The Dance?
Yeah.
The Dance.
I had two pinacoladas. That one, no.
That is exactly why I don't do it.
I had two pina coladas queued up in my head. Bo, Garth Brooks.
All right, boys. In the 2000s, she was it in country.
Oh, my
word. I'm going to have to take her. Shania Twain. I'm doing this.
Because you're a man.
Because I'm a man.
And he feels like a woman.
And I feel like a woman. And I feel like a woman.
Let's go.
Come on, man.
For so long,
please make your team name Let's Go Girls, because that's
now,
a disheartening pick.
Man, I feel like a woman.
No, start from the beginning. Start from the beginning.
That's awesome.
Bro, I'm going out tonight. I'll keep going, Bo. I'm feeling all right. I'm gonna let it all hang out. Keep going, Bo.
You guys, boy,
I want to see how much of the song you know.
You're ad-libbing. I'm like that. You know how I am with all these songs.
I'm a little.
You know, I came into this thinking we were going to hear Amanda's draft, but there is no chance that this has been Amanda's draft at this point. This is all Bo Moore.
He didn't think anyone was picking that. Trust me, I love me some Shania, but that was not on my list because I was like, that's not one of the best. I mean, it is a banger. I'm not gonna lie. I know. I'm not gonna lie.
Does Amanda still listen to country, Bo?
She likes the old school country, like '90s and before.
Yeah,
2000s up.
Bo,
Martina McBride.
That pick doesn't impress me much.
Oh.
What do you think, you're Brad Pitt or something?
That song's terrible. That song, I'm so glad you didn't pick that one, Bo. Why was Pam was like...
Because she does that like dance in the video.
She's smoke show.
Cheetah print outfit.
I made sure to Kohl's. I almost bought it last summer. I was like, dang. It was like one of those like... to like the... All right, Kevin, I'm back to you.
All right. It's a banger. One of the first, when I first started listening to country music, probably about 10, 11 years ago, he was one of the first ones that kind of got me. And since Eric Church has off the board, I'll go Summertime by Kenny Chesney.
Oh, good song.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear out in 49. Man,
second time.
Lights.
Second time you've drafted that song.
Nights rolling, man, just like a long lost friend you ain't seen in a while.
What's it called? Summertime?
Summertime, Kenny Chesney.
Great song.
Didn't you pick it in the summer block, the summer bangers, summer jams?
I think I did, yeah.
His hair is cool. I like it.
Bald.
Where is it?
I was thinking of the guy married to Nicole Kidman. What's his name?
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban?
His hair's cool.
Keith Urban. He's Australian.
Oi.
Even with a small list, it's tough to narrow down what you want to pick.
Oh, it's really hard. That was like the biggest thing I was having. I was like, but so far, only one song on my list has been taken off the board.
You're nuts, boy.
Zero. I'm still at zero. All right. I want to go. Since I have back to back, it doesn't matter which order. The song where. You're going to hear a lot of fiddling in this song. And this song slaps.
Oh.
I'm talking about Fire on the Mountain, Run, Boys, Run.
Run, Boys, Run.
Devil's on the House in the Rising Sun.
Come on, man.
Chicken in the Bread Pan, Pick it out, though.
Can't believe you picked that song. I didn't think you would pick that song.
Yo, boys.
Oh, I played that in Guitar Hero, son. What do you know about that?
Boys, we in
Charlie
trouble.
Charlie Daniels Band.
Look the devil went down to Georgia. Now, do you know both verses? You know both versions of the song. There's the edited version.
No, I don't know that mess.
They play that song.
What's the edited version?
He says, once he kicked the devil in the chest, he says, I'm the best that's ever been. Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run.
I told you once. I'm
sorry.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh, boy.
Isn't there like a second part, like another song that goes to that? That first song, isn't there like
a couple years ago they released like a sequel song called "The Devil Goes Back Down to Georgia" or something.
Yeah, yeah. The fiddle in that is unbelievable,
bro.
Didn't Lil Wayne do a remix, team, bro, for Ludacris?
Somebody did. Yeah. In the votes, though, you know what I mean? Those
are everyone loves that song.
I could go. I'm gonna have to get some ladies up in here.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, like
so. I got actually a couple songs by these ladies all on my draft board.
Oh, dang.
A lot of controversy surrounds these ladies. Yeah. I think they even shortened their name at one point.
The chicks,
man. I listened to all three of them recently, all three of these songs, and they all are good. But since we're going country, I'm gonna make it as country as it gets. I'm taking Goodbye Earl.
Wow.
That song slaps. And I still somehow know the lyrics to that song. It's unreal. Let's pack a lunch. Nah. That part always makes me laugh. Dennis Franz in the video. He's beat and it's got a good message. Domestic violence is not what we're looking for here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you mess with the ladies, they'll throw you in the trunk and bury you somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Then like zombie Dennis Franz is like dancing with him at the end, like he's like all like rotten. It's quite the song, but man, I do like all three songs kind of equally. But if we're going country, I'm going to Dixie Chicks.
He sells
Goodbye Earl.
Ham and strawberry jam.
Your team. I still know it. It's hilarious. Back to you, Catman.
All right, so I guess I got to take.
I have one song in the 2000s.
An older song, since there's been a lot of older songs already taken.
Don't take it, Rob.
Don't
do it.
I mean, I should probably draft.
He said old song, and Bo was like, no.
It was 8 million.
I should probably draft and get this done because I'm in a hurry to get things done.
Oh,
I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late.
In a hurry and don't know why. Alabama.
Alabama, man. What's the song called?
Alabama.
I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Yep. Stop. Epic band, man. Gosh. Yeah.
Bangers.
Alabama is amazing, dude.
I heard they grew up in Tennessee.
I think so. Ball State line.
And Skaglin was their cover band from 83 to
86. I don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
But it'll lose 0-60 in 5.2.
5.2.
What a Rob Dog license plate on the front.
I feel a little better about my team.
That's a rib shot right there, Rob. You're working the body big right there. That just broke a rib. God, that hurt me.
Pat McAfee show like sings that like once a week, like in the studio.
Yeah, they're great. I don't watch as much as I should.
Back to Beaumar.
All right, so I'm going to have to – I think this is on the Yellowstone soundtrack. It's Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Yep.
You like that song, Bo?
I love that song.
Those song titles are all 14 words long.
I mean, if you listen to that song, that's like a cowboy country. That's country. You guys are all picking this pop crap. I'm going country.
You talking about
old school country.
All right, Shine.
I'm trying to figure out how I want to like navigate
third Boozy fourth, remix?
Third, fourth, fifth rounds here.
Jaquan?
Jaquan?
We need to add some sass to this draft. And this song is about as sassy as it gets. It first made me kind of like, when I first heard it, I was like, dang, that's rough. And now when I hear it, it just makes me kind of laugh. I'm going with Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
It's a good song.
That's a Bomar pick. It is a good song. I swore Bo was going to pick that.
That's so hilarious.
I thought Eric would take it.
I mean, think about it.
It's on my list.
Yeah.
For the ladies.
I'd be lying if I didn't say I used to date someone with that kind of personality.
Yeah, she would cray.
I feared for my car after that song came out.
She took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights.
Right?
All four tires.
Oh, goodness.
Is that Carrie Underwood?
Yeah. Plus, you can't go wrong adding Carrie Underwood to your team.
I don't know.
She's still married to that Jack hockey player?
Yeah. Just take the wheel.
I think so.
Bro, another banger.
Yes,
American Idol season four. Who'd she beat?
Ruben Studdard.
No, I know it wasn't Ruben because that was Clay and Ruben, right?
So, Bo Bice.
Bo Bice.
Bo Bice. Joe Dice.
Wow. JCap, back to you. Blistering pace right now.
Yeah.
Not much needed to be said about these songs.
I'm going straight mid-90s country here. One of the greatest eras of country music ever. Just music in general. I think 90s country was just amazing, right? This, rest in peace to this this guy. I think he's dead. He might be. Just quintessential 90s. So here's how it starts. It goes, they were farm kids way down in Dixie, met in high school in the 60s. Everyone knew it was love from the start. Not going to give you the chorus because I know you guys are wanting it, but John Deere Green by Joe Diffie. Joe Diffie is 90s country. It is an absolute banger of a song. Absolutely just amazing. You've never heard it, but a lot of people, they play this in bars and stuff, and people are rooting, tooting, and getting down to it. Joe Diffie.
John Deere Green. Joe Diffie.
That was definitely
Joe Diffie.
Definitely a bus song. I knew that song from the bus. Brings back memories, JK.
So, and he has a serious mullet going on in this album cover. Honky Tonk Attitude.
He
looks like Joe Dirt.
Joe.
It's got to be the worst thing ever.
Super talented, yeah.
If your name's Joe Diffie, you know he's not smart. Like, he was held back at least twice. Like, I'm saying.
I just played that song, and I've definitely heard it. And I immediately went to like Texas Roadhouse in my mind.
Yeah.
Like,
that's,
what?
That's cinnamon butter.
That's exactly what we'd be playing.
All right, Birdo.
Well, these next two picks are either going to win me or lose me the draft. Because they're either going to say, I hate those songs or I love those songs. I need a female presence. If you could see that I'm the one who understands you, been here all along, so why can't you see you belong with me? Taylor Swift, T Swizzle. She wears short skirts.
Oh my gosh.
She's really? Captain Phenomenal. I love that song.
That's a
Delaney's pick.
That's a Bomar pick.
When you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. T Swizzle. I love that
song. That's the Babysitter's Club pick of the week.
That's a cheese queso dip pick.
Get out of here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't like. Jason wants to eat dinner with her, five people in the entire world. And I'm going to get mocked for picking her song. I love that song. First album, Fearless. Let's go.
You got Delaney's vote, I'm sure.
I mean, I know that's country. I just don't feel like that is country. It's not.
No,
country.
It is. It's
her
country.
Early album was.
It is. Yeah, she was 100%.
I had
she
it was on my list actually.
She was on CMT all day, every list, day, guys. Back in the day.
It's evolved.
I didn't see Bob picking.
You
up.
Don't think that's country? Wait until you hear Shaboozy.
I hear
that's
that.
What I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Today's country is not country to me.
Maybe it's safe to say that that's not today. That was like 15
that was
years
like
ago.
2012. Yes. No.
Like maybe 2010.
Yeah, 2009, 2010.
Well,
it was her band hero.
She was like 10 years old, too.
I also play guitar.
Her other song from that album, I could have picked that too, but this one just gets me. That one gets me hyped. I don't care. I'm drawn to this pick because it mixes country with rap. I'm going Cruise. The remix with Nelly by Florida Georgia Line. Maybe you a song.
The song goes just a little bit.
No. Makes me want to hold my window down. And cruise.
First one I did.
The remix, though. The Nelly version's dope. I got my windows down and my radio. What up, Nelly?
Song, what's it called? Cruising?
Cruise remix.
Cruise remix.
Florida Georgia Line.
Remix.
That song. Remixes. Specifically reminds me of my daughter. She loves that song, and whenever we listen to it, she gets all hyped. Actually, the last two songs she loves. So,
back to you, J-Cut. Joe Diffie.
Where to go? I gotta put this singer. She has two names that she went by early in her career. It was Reba McEntire, but now people just know her as Reba because she is an absolute star of country music. She crossed over into television, acting, and things like that. From the 1990 Rumor Has It album, Fancy. One of the greatest country songs that has ever been written, recorded, performed, however you want to say it. Doesn't get more country than Reba singing about that. I'm telling you right now. Boom. Let's go.
Fancy don't want you lie.
Rob, how many
fancy don't
feasts,
let me down.
How many fancy feast cat foods can you name right now, Rob?
Six.
I'm 13.
Cod, trout, grouper fish, gilder fish.
Mackerel.
Just fish.
Beef, turkey, duck, grouse.
All right, we're back to Shine.
All right.
North Rounder.
So for this one, as a father of a little girl, hit you a little bit in the feels when you hear it. I'm going with Gary Allen's Tough Little Boys.
Song written about Jake like, at his trailer park friends.
Hey. You leave the tall pine.
I just wanted to say
Jake
Abbott, but then I had to like throw someone else in there. Let me get to the end. All I heard was Tough Little Boys. How is tough spelled? Please tell me T-U-F-F. Please.
No, it's T-O-U-G-H. Tough Little Boys. Grow up to be men.
All right. Back to Bomar, fourth rounder.
I got, well.
Jake got slamming a Coke right now. 30 minutes, we're bad.
I have like five songs I want. And
caffeine don't do nothing.
All right, yeah, so this song, this guy did a lot for the military. He just passed away. And I actually picked it one of his songs, my first round pick. But this song gets me going. Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Two Toby Keith songs.
Yeah,
such a misfire. It's unreal.
Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's an American
your
way.
Ask.
Come on.
Bro, no one's ever drafted two songs by the same artist in the time.
I just did.
Toby's All Stars. What's your team name going to be?
Beer for My Horses.
Beer for My Horses. That's the only thing.
True. How do you like him now, Bo? Wow. Who's Your Daddy could be your team name.
I love that song, man.
What, Who's Your Daddy?
No.
That team smells like last place, if you're asking me.
Well, you don't even listen to country.
I'm not mad at the song. I like the song too. I'm just the fact that you did two Toby Keith songs is what I'm laughing at. Unreal.
Out of five songs.
Hey, I love it, brother.
Your team will be 40%.
Keep doing you, Bo. Hey, you won last season, buddy. You do you, buddy.
40% Toby Keith. It'd be great.
I got another
please,
song too.
Please pick a
TK 40 team. Wow. All right, Catman. Fourth rounder. Closing it down almost.
Luke Combs, Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Yeah.
Long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings of football awful. Teams torn this
boy apart.
Like a neon dream, it just dawned on me that bars and this guitar. Long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart. Banger.
Banger. Yeah, sounds like a banger. Sounds like a twanger.
It's more rock than.
Yeah. It's more upbeat than what you sang it as.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. It just sounded like it was like country. Right, almost, we're basically in the fifth round already.
Katie just found out that we were doing country songs, and her comment was, "Eric must be going mental."
This team is stacked.
Team is beast right now. Got the every man vote in the beginning. I got the men's vote in the second, and I got the ladies or the chicks vote in the third.
Did you pick your first of two, I guess?
No.
Okay.
But I am right now. I'm going to take Sam Hunt House Party just because it's kind of an upbeat.
Go ahead.
It's home of the State Fair. Lydia likes to play Sam Hunt. A couple other songs I do like, but you know, you ain't got to go out and have a good time. It's a house party.
Everyone likes that song.
I like the song.
It's a good song. Really want to pick this song for my fifth round, but it's not a top five country song. It's just a jerk pick that would probably get me some votes by some like non-country listeners. But in the spirit of the draft, I won't do that. I got her song at one part. I got his song below it in the middle of my draft board. I got a duet that they did together, husband and wife. We already got some McGraw.
Mm.
Give me some Faith Hill. Give me some It's Your Love. Just does something to me. Sends a shot right through me.
Can't get enough.
Doing it. Faith Hill, Tim McGraw, It's Your Love.
Power Tim McGraw, couple, man. Power
Garth
couple.
Brooks and Toby McKeith could have three picks out of 30 each.
Legends.
My power might go out any second, too, guys. I'm going to do...
Sound boy.
His computer won't turn off. It has a battery.
The Wi-Fi will.
Wi-Fi will.
Oh, right.
But the Bluetooth on your phone?
Right.
All right, due to some technical difficulties, Catman had to bail out for a minute, but he texted in his fifth round pick, and he picked Zach Bryan, Something in the Orange, another song I obviously don't know. Does anyone want to speak on that song?
Fantastic song. Zach Bryan is a up-and-coming artist. First was kind of introduced to mainstream media on Yellowstone. They always do, like, you know, lesser-known artists, and they there was a song that appeared on Yellowstone, kind of helped him get a little bit more notoriety out there. But he's a former, I want to say, former member of the United States Navy. Just great raw sound that he's kind of honing now into his own, like, just wonderful, like, country rock, like, blues thing, kind of almost. But just a fantastic song. Really will get you. Just wonderfully written and a lot of emotion in it. So he's a great artist, great song. That's a dynamite pick.
All right. Bomar, fifth rounder.
All right. Like I said before, this is a little bit upbeat. This is actually, I mean, country back in the 90s. Kenny Chesney, She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy.
He does.
Take it. Wow. She thinks my tractor sexy. It really turns her on.
Yikes.
She's always staring at me while I'm chugging.
Yeah, just chugging along.
Come on, guys. Like, that doesn't bring you like country. That's country.
Terrible. Tractor.
Country, tractor. Get,
like, country without tractors.
For that time period. We loved it.
Hats? Cows?
That's fake country. You need a tractor.
Oh, cowboys aren't country?
No. So.
Are you guys letting
Our sophomore year, Eric's junior year, I went to the George Strait Country Music Festival at FedEx Field, right? Here was the lineup then. So this was 1998, right? Sleep at the Wheel, Mark Wills, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, and George Strait all playing one music festival. It was It was unreal.
All right, Shine. Three more picks left in the fifth round.
I'm going with my second more modern country song. And I think we're going to find out how many of our listeners listen to country today or if they just kind of know the popular older ones. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm going with Keane Brown's Heaven. A good jam.
How's it go, Sean?
I was like, start with the new, end with the new. Throw in a couple popular ones in the middle.
Who sings it? Los Lonely Boys?
No, Keane Brown.
How far is heaven?
Crazy world we live.
Keane Brown. All right, J-Cat, your last pick.
This is tough because right now this list doesn't have a country music royalty on it. Like, everybody, like, there's just one artist. I think I have to pick him because this list is not validated if we do not have a song by this man. George Strait is the king of country music.
I don't know a single George Strait song, by the way.
Dude, he's got over 50 number one songs or something like that. Like, he put out an album of 40 number ones, and he's still singing.
Jake, I'm going to tell you that your Push It to the Limit was almost how many George Strait albums can you name? But there was like over 40, and I didn't feel like typing them, so I was like, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
What's the song, Jake? George Strait.
Song is Oceanfront Property. Great song. 1987, I believe. And just one of his top songs of all time with all the just... I love it. It reminds me of riding around in the car with my mom, listening to some George Strait. Yeah, I got it. Like, our list has to have King George on it, or it's not really a country music list. So, there we go.
Nice. And Birdo.
I'm not thrilled with my team. I feel like I messed up rounds 3 and 4. I don't know what's going on right now. I'll be glad to mention any of these as my honorable mention. I'm going to go with this song. I really like this song. When there's a male and a female singers in a band, I think the way they harmonize and sing together is great. Lady Antebellum, formerly Lady Antebellum, currently Lady A, Need You Now. Because it's quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. I love that song.
Good song. Very good song.
They paint a picture, J-Cat.
Yeah, like, good storytelling. Yeah. All throughout country music, you're going to have some of the best storytelling songs. And you don't get it as much nowadays as you did, you know, maybe back then. But you still get it. And that's a lovely story that is told. A little heart-wrenching, but you know what I mean? But it definitely paints that picture, like Bobby said.
Bro, honorable mentions, three... Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, I won't take long. I love this song, but I don't know if it would get any votes. I do love it. Chris Stapleton, Starting Over. Yeah. I Can Be Your Lucky Penny. You Can Be My Four-Leaf Clover, Starting Over. Dixie Chicks, Wide Open Spaces. Almost picked that in the fifth round, even though Landslide is my favorite Dixie Chicks songs, which is still a cover, I know. And how about Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning? By Alan Jackson, his 9/11 song. I already had one to hit you. I didn't need two hit in the feel song. So,
bro, I'm gonna argue that Cowboy Take Me Away is better than Wide Open Spaces.
Yeah,
it's.
I'd have to go with you. They're both great.
Let's do both. Yeah.
Long time gone. The Dixie Chicks. I had like three of their CDs. I loved them. Like the first three, I listened to them all the time. I don't even care. Say something.
Jacob, say something.
No. Mm.
Your turn, Jake. That's what I meant.
No, okay. I got you. No.
You were leaning back.
I had a goldfish in my mouth. Sorry. One song that I really, really like by Jamie Johnson is called In Color. That's a great storytelling song right there. Just really, really love that. Family Tradition by Hank Williams Jr. Old school country banger, asking all kinds of questions about why he does the things he does, as they say. I really like 98 Braves by Morgan Wallen. It's a good song.
I'm happy that Morgan Wallen was picked in this draft. I'm very happy. Just for like the current, Morgan Wallen, I'm picking that.
I mean, I love Morgan Wallen, but I couldn't.
I know you do. I'm just glad. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm also glad I wasn't picked? That apparently Beyonce has remade recently.
Yeah.
Was Jolene.
Jolene. I also thought that song's like everywhere. And then like that.
I was like, wondering if someone would go Beyonce tonight, but they didn't.
No. No, it's terrible. All right, Shine, here's your chance.
I've listened to most of those songs. I just can't. They're not money. That's for sure. Oh, it's hard. This is the one music draft. I could list 10 more songs right now.
You only get three.
I know. I'll just run up the next three here. So Rascal Flatts, Bless the Broken Road. There's a couple Rascal Flatts songs out there. Also, Famous Friends by Chris Young, since, all my friends here are famous here in Lewis and out in Windy, Wisconsin. And then also, last but not least, Watching You by Rodney Atkins, which is another one for us fathers of boys.
Yep. Got camo pants and cowboy hats.
That's a cool song.
Yep.
Omar?
If this was allowed, I would take my number one pick and dump it and then pick this one right now, because I totally forgot this song. And it's like one of my favorite songs.
Not only do you not want one of your picks, you don't want your first pick. That's pretty funny.
I cannot believe I did not think of the song until just now.
What is it?
Tennessee Whiskey, Chris Stapleton. It's like one of my favorite songs. Just how smooth it is.
I thought you were going to say Tennessee Orange for a second, and I was like, I didn't know you listened to
new songs. So
that was a good song.
It is a good song. She's got a couple bangers, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Who sings that?
Megan Maroney.
There you go.
So George Strait wouldn't be a country without drafting, but it wouldn't be country if we didn't start with Johnny Cash. Mm-hmm. I Walked the Line.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody, for not picking that too.
And then, not least, but everybody remembers this song. This was a little bit kind of annoying. My Achy Breaky Heart. The one
hit. Don't tell my heart. My achy breaky heart.
Billy Ray.
Don't think you understand.
There we go.
Yeehaw! Wow. All right. Nice, Boomer. I haven't heard back from Catman yet. If he sends some honorable mentions, we can shout him out. I got
Eric. Team name. Yeah. Real country. Real country.
Did you know Toby Keith died? I didn't know that.
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah.
Probably he's eating like French toast sticks and syrup or something.
He almost choked.
No, General Tso's. It's my last meal for like 2 days.
Yeah, he's getting it in, as he said.
You're not cut off. You don't have a limit. Like,
I got till midnight, boy.
Push it to the limit.
You cut it close, boy. All right, well, my honorable mentions, my fifth rounder was almost Hank Williams Jr. All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over for Monday Night Football. Almost picked it. That would have brought me some votes. You know it. Deanna Carter, Strawberry Wine.
Oh, heck yeah. Almost
picked that one.
17, a hot July moon.
Jason, remember that? The State Fair?
Yes.
Strawberry Wine?
Yeah.
And
don't put that on the universe.
My girl. I'm going, I would have picked Shania, You're Still the One. There's a bunch of them on there, but You're Still the One. Good song. If Bo didn't pick a Shania, I probably would have picked her instead of Sam Hunt, maybe, but
I was so determined to get the Shania Twain on my team, but the more I, the longer my list grew, I was like, you know what, Shania, Carrie Underwood's got your spot.
Plus, when I started listening, like the two albums I like, they're kind of like country, like hardcore, pretty heavy pop. So, like, I didn't want to like, you know, I pretty much got country on my team. So, all right, boys, it's getting late. It's time to head to the Shrub Club, where Bomar is going to give us some yard tips.
Getting to the end of that time. It's May. People are still planting plants. So let's get to planting. So what you want to do is if you're planting any new plants, you make the hole twice as big as the pot. You take some potting mix and some regular topsoil, you mix it together and you put it in the hole and the plant in the hole at the same time. And then you pack it really well, like pack. And then after you get it in, you just rinse it with water. You put a little bit feed on it, like fertilizer for plant food. And she should be good. If you dig it too deep, you will get root rot. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but the plant can't drain. And it will cause it to die, basically drown from the bottom up. Basically, when you plant it, you want part of your bottom sticking up out of the mulch bed. So like an inch up.
Nice.
That's what I got.
You don't need to do this on a future episode, but I would love to know what you think are like easy plants to have. I think I've found some successfully and they're out front, but ones like, you know, that I would easily kill or not kill because I don't have the time to water them ever.
Evergreen, son, anything evergreens.
But which plants don't need water? That's what Shine wants to know.
Yeah, exactly. I found some
fake plant, Shine.
No. I found some that actually I haven't touched in years and they're sit there and bloom year in, year out. And now I fill up the other space with the same thing, hoping that they'll take like the last group did.
All right, boys. Time for our new game, Push to the Limit. I'll give each of you a category that is loosely based on this episode. You will name as many of those things as you can in 30 seconds. Prior to giving your answers, each pod member will predict how many you will get right. Whoever is right gets the point. If nobody gets it right, then the person given the answers will get the point. This game will continue all season. So, starting with J-Cat. J-Cat. Most country music songs are about either cowboys, being on a farm, or drinking whiskey. J-Cat is quite the drinker himself. J-Cat, according to ageandchard.com, there are 9 types or categories of whiskey. How many can you name? Bro, how many do you think you can get?
I'm going to say 5.
Bomar.
I'll say 6.
Shine.
I gave everyone the most credit last episode, and none of y'all met my expectations. So now I'm going to go in the opposite direction. I'm going to go with 4.
I'm going to take Catman's pick. I'm going to go 5. All right, J-Cat, your 30 seconds starts now.
Straight whiskey, bourbon, rye, cask, blend. What else? Scotch, Canadian whiskey.
Seven seconds.
Scotch.
I don't know. JK, you got rye, bourbon, Canadian. I'll give you blended malt because you said blended and scotch. 5. So bro and myself were correct. JK, you missed Irish whiskey,
Oh, I'm an idiot. I wouldn't be thinking that way.
Tennessee whiskey, Tennessee. Single malt, and Japanese whiskey, apparently, are the nine types of whiskey. Sake? So Japanese, Irish, Tennessee, and
Suntory whiskey, in Japan. It's huge.
If you take two single malt scotches and put them together, does that make a double malt?
To blend.
I don't know.
Inside joke.
Nice, J-Cat. Next up is Bro. This actually kind of works out. Bro, yours was kind of similar to Catman's. I'm actually going to give you Catman's because I think it's a little more up your alley. Yours was pretty hard. So I'll throw that out.
I had an idea. I'm like, oh, I know what Eric's going to do for me for this. So I like actually studied something, but I guess that's not going to happen.
I'll give you all a chance at the last one. See how many of you can get them all between the four of you. All right, at the end. All right, so Birdo. According to a May article written by Billboard.com, 23 of country music's biggest stars are touring this year. How many of those 23 can you name?
Ooh.
Starting with Shine. Shine, how many of 23 country music artists can Bobby name touring this year?
Four.
J-Cat.
Three.
Omar?
12.
Woo!
I'm gonna say 8. I was thinking much more than that. All right, Birdo, 23 artists.
Let's go.
Current, classic, ready, 30 seconds begins now.
Blake Shelton, Brad Paisley, Lady Antebellum, Lady A. I just had a 50 in my head. Now I'm losing them all. Alabama.
You have zero right now.
Jimmy Allen, Morgan Wallen, Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, Shania Twain, Garth Brooks, Florida Georgia Line, Taylor Swift. Alabama.
Kenny Chesney, Willie Nelson, Garth Brooks. Come on, man.
I was rattling them off in my head, and then those were the ones I didn't name like when you came up. So I had to do it twice.
I think he only got 4.
No!
I heard Carrie Underwood, Garth Brooks, Kenny Chesney, and Morgan Wallen. Mm-hmm. While I go to the rest of the list, tell me if he said any of these. Billy Strings, Chris Stapleton, Dan and Shay, George Strait, still touring, by the way, Jason Aldean, Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson. But hey, wasn't that who Rob was talking about earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
Kane Brown, Casey Musgraves, Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, Tim McGraw, Thomas Rhett, Sam Hunt, Shania Twain, Walker Hayes, your boy, Willie Nelson, and Zach Bryan, all touring. I only heard the four.
I said Shania, didn't I?
Shania. Did he say it, Jacob?
I think he did.
We might have to go with the tape. All right.
I think he did, dude.
I had so many like in my head that I don't know, I froze. The time got me. Give,
so, Shine, it's either your point or Bobby gets the point for 5. That's a hard one, though.
Bobby gets his own point?
No one got it.
Yeah, because nobody got it right. It's tough.
I forgot about that rule.
All right, Catman.
I would have lied.
Catman chimed in with some honorable mentions. He got Jake Owen, Barefoot Blue Jean Knight.
Hell yeah.
Of course he would like that. Zach Brown Band, Homegrown, and Whiskey Myers, Stone.
Heck yeah. I knew that. Whiskey Stone is a great song by Whiskey Myers. That's the band.
All right, next up, Shine. Guitar is a staple in a lot of country songs. Guitars are part of the string family. Shine, I have 13 string family instruments written down. How many can you name? Starting with J-Cat, out of 13, how many can Shine?
Two.
Wow. Go 5. Bro.
7.
What? 7?
7.
And Bowmore.
I believe in you, Sean.
He talks about Mr. James Hetfield all the time. And it's his boy. Taught him music. Bowmore, there are 13. How many can Shine name?
4.
All right, Shine. String family. Strings. Shine. Strings. Ready? Go.
Guitar. Violin. Cello. Piano? I think.
It might be.
Oh my god. Banjo?
Five seconds.
Oh. Oh my god. We have one in this house.
Time.
It's terrible.
Ukulele?
Ukulele. Come on.
Shine. You got four.
And piano not one.
Said four. Piano was not one written down. It was not in the picture that I saw.
Jason, the bass. Boom.
Shine. Here's what you missed: the double bass, the mandolin, harp, the electric bass.
Those guitars viola, are like double guitars.
Double guitars.
The ukulele, a lute, a sitar, and a lyre.
L-Y-R-E. I ain't even mad because other than ukulele, don't know those other ones at all. Anyway,
harp.
Oh yeah, bass. That's true. Harp. Sorry. Bass, I would have never
thought. I don't know if I would have thought electric guitar, but the bass, double bass, they had double bass and electric bass, two different things. So strings can't string shine.
What about the guitar?
Although he's on the clarinet, so I kind of
strings in that boy. All right, Bomar. Everyone's going to have to be counting with me on this one. Bomar, we know this is a country music draft. However, coming up with lists for this game is difficult. So you will have 30 seconds to name as many countries as you can. There is no list, so everyone has to just guess a number of how many countries Bomar can name in 30 seconds. I'm going to start with 13.
Any countries?
Yeah, bro.
All right, I know Bo is up to date with current events. I'm going 17.
J-Cat.
Going 10.
Shine.
Bo, I'm just prefacing this with there's only 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's I believe you can do it. A really good job. However, 30 seconds, the pressure's on, and that's why I'm choosing 8.
Wow.
I believe
he thinks you can do it, but he was by far the lowest bid.
That's one on every 3 seconds.
No, nah, he's gonna go Middle East. And just wipe out.
It takes 7 seconds to say any of those countries in the Middle East.
He's got 30 seconds. Starts now.
Canada, Greece, Iceland, Greenland, United States, Mexico, South Africa, Australia, Ukraine, Russia, China, Taiwan, Japan, Korea, North Korea, South Korea, Vietnam, Indonesia. Brazil.
Time.
Wow.
I got stuck in Central America.
I got stuck in Central America.
Korea, North Korea, South Korea. So there wasn't 19.
Ooh, so I got 18. Yeah, because he said Korea, North Korea, and South Korea. So I got 18 as well.
Okay.
Killed it.
Wait a minute. Great job. Were any of those a little sussy that we could have given me that 17?
No, the Korea.
Well, Australia is a continent, but it is also a country. We'll give them that one. I got 18.
Absolutely a country.
Did anyone else think it was hilarious that the second thing you said was Greece?
Just out of nowhere.
Greece. I wanted to straight down South America.
I was wondering if he was going on vacation there.
South Africa was thrown in there.
South Africa. That was great, bro.
Strong showing, Bomar. Strong showing.
I knew you had it in you,
bro. Indonesia was named.
Did anybody guess that number?
I said 17. You got 18.
Bobby said 17. We got 18 right now, but checking the tape, you might have got another point, Bomar. I might have got another point.
Last week, I went high. You guys couldn't meet me. This week, I went low, and you guys all killed it. So you guys can thank me for your excellent showings in this game this week.
Bro, I'll tell you
what. Last round.
I'll tell you what. Oh, does it matter?
No, go ahead.
I thought you were going to say this about me. I was like, oh, this would be a good one. If you said country singers sing about beer, women, and trucks. name as many trucks as you possibly can. And I was going to be like, oh, I had like each company lined up.
I thought about trying to do one with beers, like titles with beers in it, but I thought it was just too hard. Too hard.
Has anyone seen like, the Tesla truck yet out in the wild?
I have seen one.
Yes, the Cybertruck. Yeah, yep. It comes down Route 1. Lydia saw it. I saw it. It's
I've awful. Seen a couple.
Looks like a tin can.
Was it all dark right. or silver?
Dark. Mine was silver.
Yeah, there's a dark one too.
All right, last round. All four of you are going to be able to name at the same time. This was Birdo's. Rolling Stone made a list of the top 20 country artists of all time. Can you name? There are some people I've never heard of. So, top 20 country artists of all time. How many collectively do you think you can get, Bomar?
There's 20? Top 20?
Yeah.
I think we can get 15. Yeah. Are you trying to count?
Yeah.
We can't talk over top of each other.
Yep. So you have to like kind of like rotate or take your
time. Oh, well, hold on then. We can't do that.
I mean, you can, but like we can figure it out.
I'll do 12. I'll do 12. I'll still stay high.
All right. Shine.
I'm going with 8 again. It's my magic number.
J-Cap?
It hasn't worked yet.
What are we naming?
The top 20 country music artists of all time. According to Rolling Stone.
Okay. Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, there aren't any. Well, it's pretty much all solo. Like, there's looks like two.
Oh, wait, is this for a real point? Or are we just messing around?
Real point.
Oh, can I change the answer?
Sure.
I'll go 14. I trust the other three. I'm going to be like the
J-Cat and Bro
over here. I'll get water for everybody.
11.
I was going to say 11, but I'm going to, even before you said that, I'm going to say 12 because I think we're going to name people that aren't on the list.
All right, I'm saying
based
6.
On sales.
Hold on. Are you saying, Eric, what is this top artist?
The top country artist. Like I don't know if it's most popular or best songs. I don't know what the list is, but Rolling Stone made a list of 20 country artists of all time.
Yeah, but you know the answer, so you know if we're going to be like, not even know 7 of them.
Right, all right. I mean, I have an advantage, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know country, but you guys might.
I was like, J-Cap can come in clutch here.
The 30 seconds. Starts now.
Johnny Cash.
George Strait.
Dolly Parton.
Alan Jackson.
Reba McEntire.
Kenny Rogers. McEntire.
Willie Nelson.
Shania Twain. Carl
Tim McGraw.
Brad Paisley.
Does someone say Dolly Parton?
George Dolly Jones.
Parton. Kenny Chesney.
Keith Urban.
Carl Brooks.
Toby Keith.
Alabama.
Hank Williams.
Hank Williams Jr.
Hank Williams Jr.
Time.
John Denver.
Willie Nelson. Dang it.
Not bad. Not bad. I got George Strait, Garth Brooks, George Jones, I heard J-Cat say. Don't know who that is. Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Hank Williams. 7 is what I got.
Wow.
Here's who you didn't name. Roger Miller, Eddie Arnold, Glenn Campbell,
like a rhinestone
cowboy.
Tammy Wynette. Mm-hmm. Ray Price. Bob Willis and his Texas Playboys.
Wow.
Patsy Cline. Jimmy Rogers. Waylon Jennings. Loretta Lynn. And number 2 on the list, Merle Haggard.
Merle!
Those were the top 20 country music artists of all time, apparently.
I don't know what he does for a living.
So 7. Not bad, considering that list was dog water.
Not in country music royalty, though.
No point for anybody on that one. Boys, country music draft. Another banger. Closing thoughts on the episode before I give Nate's hot sauce recipe. So I always start with Catman. He's going to say, it was good. It was fun. Fun draft. A lot of deep cuts. He hopes he doesn't come in last. And yeah, it was good. It was fun. It was fun. Shine.
First music draft. I didn't feel totally fish out of the water. Had extra songs still on my list, even after giving my 3 honorable mentions. Interested to see how the voters go with this one. I feel like some teams are filled with like the old school popular songs and such. And we'll see where it goes. I hope to continue my podium streak. Let's go.
Bummer.
I recently just started getting in the country, probably like 2 years ago. More so this year, though. I mean, I listen to country almost every day. So this was a good draft. Like I said before, my team's real country because I'm a man.
Well,
yeah, you drafted a song about the ladies.
Yeah.
And tractors.
To be fair, it has the word man in the title, so.
He feels like a woman, though.
Yeah.
Like Shania Twain in country.
Glad we did this draft. I love country music. Just really enjoyed the prep for this and then seeing, you know, what everybody was going to draft. For my team, like, I toyed with the idea of doing more modern stuff. But for me, when I really think about me starting to listen to country music was in the 80s into the 90s and then, you know, and then so on and so forth. But I remember like the 80s and 90s and early 2000s were very, very great years for, you know, country music and artists and things like that. So I kind of got stuck maybe in that little 90s thing. But it's cool. I think there's some good new country out there. There's some really terrible new country out there. So I wanted to stay kind of where in the wheelhouse where I think most people will be with. We'll see.
Nice. Berto?
I had a lot of fun preparing for this draft because a lot of songs that I really like, but I struggled during the draft because you guys were saying things I've never heard of. And I'm not sure how I might fall short of the podium. I hope not. I love my team. I'm not sure the voters will. A lot of country music, a lot of bangers out there.
I think you have enough current poppy songs where I think you'll be getting a lot of people's voting.
We'll see. We'll see. But it was a good draft. It was fun. A good topic. And I think there'll be a lot of opinions on this. The Bible verse, I believe, for this episode will be Romans 10:14.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Nate's Tequila Hot Sauce. One stick of sweet cream salted butter, cut into half pieces and slightly melted. Turn off heat so the butter doesn't completely separate. Add a half cup of light brown sugar and whip. Add 1/4 cup of vinegar. Add 1/4 cup of barbecue sauce, Sweet Baby Ray's. 16 ounces of hot sauce. Add a half cup of sweet and sour sauce. Add tequila, half cup, and one lime squeezed. After everything, whip it together. Get it in the fridge to chill. Oh my gosh. Chill it in the fridge. Runny sauce is bad. The butter will solidify once it cools. Take this basic sauce and add it too. Mix it up, make it better. Hotter, sweeter, add Marie's to it. Just remember, life's only as good as the sauce.